My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
So we've got tons of calls on the Amari news of today. The Browns are where the Browns are, but I do think there's something to be said of, I think if your reaction to this is, well, that's not the change that I wanted, then I think you've just backed yourself into a bench Deshaun Watson or bust corner. And I think there are other dominoes that fall before that.
These are the little steps until we get to the big step. Is that what you're suggesting?
Yeah. And I'll be honest with you. Okay. I don't think this definitively means the season is over. It might be going there anyway, but this might be a last ditch effort to just try and wake the locker room up. Hey, you're talking a lot, but you're not following through.
Yeah, but it's hardly the threat that a player is going to be scared of. Like, oh, please don't trade me to go play with Josh Allen and the Bills on a competitive team. Oh, no, please don't do that.
See, but you're looking at it from that way. I'm talking
I am.
There's a $25 million player that wasn't earning his money that's no longer here.
So but he got paid his money, and now he's going to go to the Bills, and he's going to have a chance to compete for a title. Like, I mean, he made out in spades on this.
Yeah, but again, this is, you're focusing on the Amari side of this and him getting what he wants.
Yes,
this
and they rewarded childish behavior.
Yeah, who cares? Because the point is, do your job. The problem with going into every week going, we got to coach better and play better, is it doesn't mean anything if there's no consequences. So, well, and by the way, if this exposes the thing that you don't want to be here, that is the greatest gift you can give the Cleveland Browns. Because if we've got that many guys that don't want to be here, that's the biggest problem.
But again, if the threat is, I'm going to send you to a competitive football team and let you actually have a chance to win a title this year, like, that's hardly the threat. It's like, oh, Jonathan, you really messed up that segment. Do that one more time, and I'm going to go ahead and give you every show you ever want moving forward. Like, that's not the threat you think it is.
No. But you're not threatening Za'Darius Smith. No. You're not threatening anybody else. This is for young guys. Because the toughest thing is when the money's not producing, and Deshaun isn't producing, Amari wasn't producing, the toughest thing to do is to then corral the younger guys, the guys you have to learn on, the future of this organization. We talk about culture all the time. There is a delicate ecosystem in a locker room. Money has to produce, and young guys have to be given a chance to thrive. Well, money wasn't producing, at least in one regard. So if you,
all right, but you act like a young guy then. So, like, what's their punishment been to MJ Emerson missing every single wide receiver that's played this year up against him?
He's played bad, but he's not dogging it.
Okay. So, you tried?
No. I mean, listen. By the way, that's a great point. If the next domino is we're going to start benching people, the problem is who are you going to replace him with? Because Greg Newsom has also been toast this year,
and you see how their threats are just kind of not really being much of a threat.
Well, no, but they got Cam Mitchell, who's actually played well every time I see the guy. He doesn't seem to be blowing coverages left and right. Okay, well, Jed Wills doesn't want to play for only wants to play for 2 seconds of a 4 second play, landed the plane finally.
but our offensive line, we've been so injured, we've been so damaged. What do you do in this scenario?
Go to somebody who's willing to play for the full 4 seconds. Like, this is not, I mean, at some point, if that's what this is, and again, there's a little bit of conjecture within what I'm saying.
Sure.
But if that is what this is, then it should be the tip of the iceberg. Hey, you're playing like garbage, so now you're not a starter for now. Hey, you're not giving full effort through the snap. Okay, bye-bye. Just go sit over there.
Was that what this was with Amari, or were they just looking and saying, we can get a third-round pick, and so we're going to do that? Because it's better for us next year to have a third-round pick than it is anything else.
It doesn't have to just be one, though. I think that we silo ourselves into these singular ideas. The Browns continue to be more than just one problem. It's it's a lot of problems. It's a lot of fires to put out. This is just one less fire to put out. Doesn't mean you won. Doesn't mean you lost. Doesn't mean it's automatically going to work. But at least you tried something. I can't believe I'm saying that with a pro organization that came in.
Yeah, congratulations for doing something.
Yeah, no, but you do.
That's where we're at this part of the season. Congratulations, you did something.
But we were
poking them, and they weren't doing anything. Where the meme was just sitting there poking them and saying, do something, and they hadn't done anything on a 4-game losing streak.
And if it doesn't work from there, don't worry. Sweet relief is coming, because there will only be 10 games after this one. That's how bad things are. But here's the thing. It's not just Deshaun that's on the, okay, let's observe this guy list. I think we've observed enough. But it's not just Deshaun. It's every leader in that locker room. It's everything's on the table now, including, by the way, Kevin, your job is now to not lose the locker room. That's the only way you get fired here. I don't think it's Deshaun. The only way you get fired is if you lose the locker room. This should help because, again, accountability in quotations.
Now we're back to smart, tough, and accountable.
Can I get one of those?
That's accountable. That's accountable. I think we checked that box. We got accountable.
Can I get two? Can I get three?
Let's build this thing up.
Okay, can we go 2 out of 3? It's 66%.
We're never getting tough, I'll tell you that.
When we come back in the 6 o'clock hour, the latest from Stephen Vogt as we get you ready for Game 2 of the ALCS on 92.3 The Fan. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts.